This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods because, hey, it's important for that to be going on smooth because then it kind of makes it a little bit easier to listen to something like this. So today, we're going to sit back and have the great opportunity to hang out with Jim Bozell from Safety Wars, where he's going to sit down and talk to us a little bit about what's going on inside of the industry. And he'll tell us a little bit about some things that are related to politics, some things that are related to what's going on with DEI, some things that are going on with the show, some things that are going on with Safety FM. So sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation between Jim Bozell and myself here on Safety FM with Jay Allen. Okay, Jim, so let's talk because I'm very concerned, confused, and what's going on inside our little industry. And I always know that you have your ear on the road, and I never have any clue of what the hell's going on. So tell me what you're seeing, because I don't know. I'm locked up in a room somewhere.
Well, what I'm seeing is that somebody's coming up to program 1000 on the Rated R Safety Show. And I'm very proud of that person, and I'm not just saying that.
I think you're saying that because I'm here.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I always talk very positive, talk you up with everything with this. I mean, I was on the PR podcast with a lifelong friend of mine, Jody Fisher, who in the New York area, a lot of people are familiar with him from WCBS News, and now he's out of the news business. He asked me, what is your favorite news source? He says, I know you've been a news guy forever. And I said, Rated R Safety Show, 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. Because that, I mean, it's a good balance of news. It's really not political. You see a lot of these shows, the new shows, they're political one way or another, and you can tell. Show's not that way. It's very well balanced. Okay. The other thing is I use my show, and I call it now the safe haven of politics, where I'm not talking politics on there. Because every show, and it doesn't matter what it is always politics. And that's what I see coming into the workplace. A lot of politics. So, for example, right now, I'm doing a DEI, I'm drawing a blank.
You were just talking about this with Sheldon. You should know this.
Yeah, I should know. The DEI programs, you all know what the acronym is, except for me right now. Very popular. A lot of safety people are getting involved in the DEI programs.
So just in case, diversity, equity, and inclusion, just in case. We'll just throw that out there.
Diversity, equity, inclusion, right. But a lot of companies are getting involved in those. A lot of safety people are getting involved with those. And it's like a default, just like with a lot of HR programs you're in HR. Now you're also the corporate safety director. Or vice versa with that. And I end up having to deal more and more with HR issues.
Let me slow you down just in case, because you're throwing a whole bunch of stuff and I just want to make sure that we're able to go into it. Yeah. So you referenced, I appreciate what you said about my show. I really appreciate that. And that's not really the angle that I was asking you to go for, but I appreciate you saying that. But you referenced something about you're seeing more shows going political. So I want to go on that first. Do you think that that's the case because it's an election year? Is that the reason behind it? Or is it because of all the changes that have occurred over the last few weeks of Biden dropping out, essentially? I mean, you have the Democratic convention this week. Do you think that's playing a factor?
Everybody is on edge. Everybody is on edge. And there's a lot of uncertainty. And I think people's way of dealing with things is discussing it.
Okay. And I mean, I think that's the right way to do it, at least have the discussion about it, opposed to it being where I can't talk to you if you don't have the same views that I do. I think that's the wrong way to go about it. But how do you are seeing this? I mean, and the thing is that you've been in kind of both areas where you've been in politics and you've been in safety. Right. So you're able to see both. So do you think it's because people are just freaked out with what's going on?
I think people have been freaked out for a long time. Let me give you a little inside baseball, right? I'm wearing the Safety Wars baseball getup here. So the big issues that I've seen on the right side of things is that they were always ineffective in communications. So, for example, when somebody wanted to do YouTube videos back in the mid-2000s when I was involved, everything was all shot down. Everything was shot down. You can't do that. Blah, 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 blah. With the 1996 campaign with Bob Dole, if you go all the way back there, it was my former business partner's idea, told the Dole campaign to set up a website. And Dole campaign set up a website. It was knocked down within 30 minutes of coming up. There was a denial of service attack or whatever on there. It was ineffective communication. All through that. In 2009, and I don't want to pat myself on the back or take credit for it, with the Tea Party movement, when that came out, there was one person in a bar at a convention when somebody came up to that, came up to another person and said, do you have a video camera? We're doing a demonstration down at the White House. And we need someone to shoot some video. And just by coincidence, that person was me, and I had a video camera. So I had started.
Just keep in mind, that's pre-cell phone days where people have the everything combined into one product. So just in case.
Cell phones like that came out later that year, early in the next year, right? So I actually went down and shot video. Well, guess what? That was like revolutionary, but I still couldn't get any support on that. On a free platform. So, and what ended up on the right-hand side when Mr. Trump came in, and I've done a program on this on the Rules for Radicals, right? He implemented the Rules for Radicals, and he was the only person who was able to communicate. And then all of a sudden, everybody got excited, and now the rest is history. Now you have that group of people now against the left-hand side group of people, and things are mayhem, and we're trying to cool it down. That's why one reason why I left politics was that, and I started concentrating more on career. The other reason I did that was I have a family.
So are you seeing a lot more of this now inside of the world of safety? Are you seeing this on the sites where people are having these discussions, or are you seeing it more along the lines where it's just a discussion in general?
It's a discussion, but here in the Metro New York area, which is most of my universe, people are having arguments where there are jobs out there where they have a politics ban. There is nothing politically that is allowed to be discussed. At all. You come to the job, we're just here to work, and that is it. And it's because they're having these discussions and it's ripping apart organizations. I know organizations that are outside of what we do, that are just regular workplaces, they're not safety people, where they're having the same exact discussions, where they go on a conference call that's supposed to be a half an hour long. They spend 20-25 minutes with somebody on a rant on politics. I mean, this is destructive. And the other, my point of view is this: if we're talking about politics that much, that's a problem in itself, because we're not supposed to, people in Washington, Trenton, Albany, all the other state capitals, they're not meant to be the focus of our life. Our focus on the life is supposed to be work. It's supposed to be family. It's supposed to be community, getting along with people and everything else. It's not this. And I don't see, if this doesn't straighten out in November, that's my thumb. This has got to calm down sooner or later. Otherwise, I don't see things going well here with anything, regardless of what your point of view is, regardless of Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green, or what have you. The whole thing, getting into the workplace as far as on the safety end, I think we have an opportunity to be leaders. If we could calm people down, if we could being mediators here. So along the lines of human and organizational performance, I was involved in an altercation a couple of weeks ago at an event. It wasn't a workplace, where we were able to use a lot of the stuff that we talk about here, human and organizational performance, Jens Rasmussen, work modes and everything else, to try to defuse the situation here and be a peacemaker. And I think that's our opportunity, is to be a peacemaker here. And I think we need to do that. I think we lost some credibility with the whole COVID stuff, not the Trump things, but a lot of the COVID policies that were antagonistic towards a lot of workforces. And a lot of people lost credibility. I think we could regain it back here if we could somehow be peacemakers. And that's part of why we fight the safety war.
So let me ask that question then, because you're talking about some of this stuff and not being able to have some of these discussions and some of the kind of the mental models that people are having in that particular regard. So you talked earlier also as well about the DEI program, and you talked about psychological safety. Do you look at some of these conversations that are being had about politics tie into, and I know this is a rough stretch in regards to tying into psychological safety, because some people feel comfortable enough, even though it doesn't have to do with psychological safety, but they're comfortable enough to have these discussions in, we'll say, a general setting. But is this where we're getting to the point where this might lead to more openness to the psychological safety side, because we're able to have other discussions that we weren't able to have before inside of the workplace?
I think discussion is better than fists and everything else. I'd rather have a discussion than anything else, than violence, because that's a better way of doing things. But, you know, I'm totally nonviolent, right? I'm totally 100% for peace. However, I realize other people don't have that point of view. And I think talking will eventually get us to a place where we have some psychological safety here and realize other people's point of view. As my father always used to say, Jimmy, the way that you think is not the way everybody else thinks. And you need to understand people, right, with that. So that's my answer. I think it's opening the door, but what we also find out is that I can name five organizations off the bat that I'm not going to, that I'm familiar with, where they're seeing these discussions eat into their revenue. So, for example, they have a DEI course for 5 or 6 hours or whatever, and they have all different resources, and they have chat groups going on and everything. They're actually able to measure when these things were implemented versus a drop in revenue. That's where I see the problem, and that's also a challenge. And I could also see a lot of companies doing away with these programs specifically because of that. And I think that's what the reality is. The other reality is that people don't like these programs for whatever reason, and they're just dropping them, like a lot of the colleges down south, which everybody could look up what colleges those are.
So when you say down south, are you referring to the glorious state of Florida in particular?
I think Florida and Texas are the two that come to mind. Don't they have laws on dropping a lot of this stuff?
Well, I mean, they have some interesting laws, of course, of what's going on. And then I know that recently on the Safety Consultant podcast, there was a discussion about ISO 45003 and some of the DEI stuff as well. So are you looking into that? Are you hearing a lot of noise coming from that as well?
I am hearing, and so even though I'm out of politics going on 15 years now, right, I am still on all the mailing lists for everything. And on the mailing list that I am seeing, it's not very positive about DEI and a lot of those other psychological safety. It's not very positive. And I don't know why. Sheldon and I, on our next program, we are going into this. I'm on his podcast, he's on mine, where we go into this in depth. And this is all a natural tie-in to what we do. All these programs, if they're managed right, but what happened was politics got involved. There's nothing wrong with these programs. It's like nuclear issues. There's nothing wrong with a nuclear issue, with nuclear power and nuclear anything. But it is a problem once you start launching nuclear warheads and dropping nuclear bombs and, having accidents here. I mean, it's neutral. This is knowledge. These are neutral things. What people are doing with them, maybe not so much.
Well, I mean, you have to almost look at it you don't have to, but I would probably recommend strongly in looking at this to some event that there are always going to be tie-ins to safety and to politics. And people are going to go, well, what do you mean? Well, when you start going into some of the OSHA stuff will always tie in because whoever's going to be heading out that particular realm of the government will always have a tie-in on what they think is going to be best suited. I mean, as we know, it's an election year. And I currently have friends that actually work inside of OSHA. And then I'm kind of sitting here going, will this change with everything that's about to take place with this election cycle? I mean, I don't know what's going to occur. I mean, if I could predict the future, I would start gambling for sure. But I can't do that. So do you look at that as this is going to play a factor into it as well?
This is the Jay Allen Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety. We live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
And we are back on the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know how else to add to what you just said.
You put the Jim Poeltl spin on it, of course. However.
My spin is everybody's under stress with the economy, with the policies. So, for example, the heat stress standard, if that gets implemented, right now it's a proposal. By the way, proposal is one of my favorite words. But anyway, you could go figure that out.
I think I got it.
You think you got it. All right. If that ever gets implemented, a couple of my clients are going to be sunk. With that, it's going to be very difficult to implement with that, and they're not looking forward to it. And if Kamala Harris at this point gets to be president, I see that eventually being implemented. Trump, on the other hand, if he gets elected, I don't see that being implemented, or no matter what, it's going to be tied up in courts. We have a lot of people very anxious about that. Over the last couple of weeks, there's some talk on enforcement. So one of the things that Sheldon has always communicated is that Sheldon Primus, right? He has one of Republican in it's compliance assistance. One of Democrat is in it's compliance, it's enforcement. So we don't know where this is at. And a lot of these companies are running at the margins. They're still recovering from COVID. From the COVID thing for 3 years. It's difficult. They're having problems making ends meet. more so than ever. So everyone's on edge. I've never seen anything like it. I hope I never see anything like it again.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I don't want to see anything ever like this again in regards of what happened during, of course, the pandemic.
Right. I listened to, and one of the goals for me, just to let you know, in case I didn't tell you this, one of the goals of me doing this whole program was to be on Coast to Coast AM, right? Because I've been listening to them since I'm very young, right? And last year I was on Coast to Coast AM with Ian Punnett, who's since passed away. And on that show recently, they had demographers on there talking about demographics. And the issues, according to at least this one demographer, this issue with the extremism on both sides is not going to go away anytime soon, because you have the old guard, which are the baby boomers, then you have the Gen Xers, then you have the new people, the millennials here. And usually the generation between, right, well, I mentioned three generations here that are basically in charge. In that middle generation, Gen Xers, me and you, we're the people who are usually the moderates who want to get along. All right. There's another book out there called The Fourth Turning that I forget the author, but we're usually the ones that get along with everybody. With us, we're the smallest generation in recent memory, the Gen Xers. So there's not so many of us. And that's one of the theories, at least, that why we're seeing this extremism is that we were like the governors, right? Like in a car, a governor. We were the stopgap. And there's not a lot of us out there to begin with. So we're going to see this extremism for at least another 20 to 40 years. I'm not looking forward to that. So hopefully something will give this year.
It's always amazing to hear the words that come out of your mouth in regards of what's going on. So if people want to find out more of what you have going on, where can they hear from you and where can they find out more about your website?
Well, we have a website, safetywars.com. I have links to everything there, and I'm going to be updating that in the near future. Also, as Safety Wars on your favorite video platform, whether it's YouTube, Rumble, Twitter, right, as Jim Posel, J-I-M-P-O-E-S-L, right, an L because I love you. It's not I, right, P-O-E-S-L. What's funny is people always misspell our name, and I ran into because of the program, I ran into one of my very distant cousins, and they always spell my name P-O-S-E-L, a lot of people, right? And you can't get them to stop, mm-hmm. Jay. And that side of the family spells it that way, P-O-S-E-L. And you know what his biggest complaint is? His biggest complaint is that they spell his name P-O-E-S-L.
so he got the different variation. So Safety Wars can be heard on Safety FM from 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, most Monday through Fridays. We'll word it that way just to be on the safe side. And if not, it's on your favorite podcast catcher as well, correct?
Yeah. I'm probably not going to be on tonight. I have one meeting tonight from like 7 to 9. So probably not going to be up, but I will be on tomorrow. And Sheldon Primus, who's also heard on the Safety FM network, will be the guest on that. We recorded a program yesterday. We have a program on DEI. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, as I can remember now. And that's what we're about. We're about, let me add one thing here. Right. OSHA always talks about 5,000 people, give or take a year, that get killed. In January, there was a press release that piqued my interest. It had to do with industrial hygiene and one of the citations that they issued against the company. According to their models, it's actually 50,000 people a year die because of industrial hygiene issues in the workplace. But what happens is it's such a long-term situation where you get cancer 10, 20, 30 years later and other illnesses, occupational illnesses, that we don't talk enough about that. And if we recall, between the 5,000 that they always say and the 50,000 that they project according to their models, that's one Vietnam War per year. Like almost, right? With the number of people dying from workplace injuries and accidents and illnesses and everything. All right. That doesn't get talked about enough. And when we talk about safety wars, right? Like what we, what I, my name of my program, my trademark, that's literally what it comes down to. We're losing like a Vietnam War amount of people every year to this stuff. And we need to focus that. And that's the war that we're always fighting here. Me, Jay Allen, everybody else on this glorious Safety FM network. And Jay, congratulations again for 1,000 programs.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for your time today.
All right, take care.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. I always have a grand time when I get to hang out with Jim Bozell and talk shop in regards to what is going on. If you want to hear more about what Jim Bozell has going on, you can take a listen Monday through Friday, most of the times between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, as Safety Wars is aired directly on the Safety FM network at safetyfm.com, or you can go to safetywars.com to listen to the podcast and exactly find out what is going on with Jim Bozell. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Thank you for taking a listen to this episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.